Hi everyone, and thank you for being here for this new podcast episode. So today I wanted to talk about self-love and actually blocks to self-love. So first of all, I want to share something. The first time I heard self-love or how to love yourself, I was like, I was not aware it was a thing. And that was actually my Lakota teacher who told me I didn't love myself. And I thought he meant that I didn't like how I looked, which was actually the case at the time. So I was struggling with body image. I was like, okay, so I just need to love myself. So, okay, I will decide to accept myself. And now I love myself. I had no idea what it really was. It's not only about physical appearance. It's not only about going to the hairdresser, getting a massage, or whatever you could think of in terms of activities. It's also about emotional, mental, and spiritual and energy wellness. And this is, of course, something that I found out later on my journey. You need to go within yourself and heal your wounds. And it's a really big topic because, you know, when we hear about manifestation, I don't really like to talk about manifestation, like how to manifest, without talking about universal laws and without talking about self-love. Everything is energy, right? And according to the law of resonance, any suffering that you have within you and that is not released is going to create a resonance phenomenon. That is to say, if a pattern is not released from your subconscious mind or from your energy field, it's going to repeat until you master the lesson. And usually it comes from trauma, from childhood wounds, or also patterns that are transmitted to us through DNA, through our parents, ancestors, you know, ancestral lineage, and of course, past lives, past and parallel lives, because time is not linear from a spirit's perspective. We are multidimensional being and everything exists at the same time. And the only moment that exists consciously in this conscious reality is the now. So you could say that the future you already exists in another reality. And the more you heal within what is holding you back, your traumas, your hurts, your false beliefs, the more you open doors within yourself to the outside world, as within, so without. So if you have self-negative talk, you're hard on yourself, you find it hard to receive, you don't feel worthy of receiving, you have imposter syndrome, you self-sabotage, you have procrastination. All of this is going to impact different areas of your life. Could be physical health, finances, relationships, career, life purpose, any field, really. So basically, when I was creating this new service that I called Timeline Healing, it's actually a psychic reading of your Akashic records. I'm like, it would be good to focus on the self, on self-love. Because like I was saying, self-love is the key to everything. And the more you receive healing on traumas, on false beliefs, the more you get rid of fears and limitations and things that you are not aware of, because these things are contained in your energy field, in your subconscious mind, and you cannot access it consciously. Of course, there are things you are aware of, but sometimes even being aware of it, it's not always easy to shift by yourself because it's so ingrained, or you know, you don't really know how to do it. So I'm choosing to focus this on self-love because when you have a healthy relationship with yourself, you can remove blocks. If you are hard on yourself, you are a perfectionist, then you always think that what you're doing is not good enough, so you need to get better. So you have a dream or a project or a goal and you're working on it. And either you're like procrastinating, it's still not how I like it to be, so I'm still gonna wait, I'm not ready. But the only way to be ready is to actually do it. So sometimes it can also be like you are doing it, you are working on your project, but you are not launching it because you think it still can be improved. And in a sense, you're right. Everything can always be improved. But there's a difference between thinking, oh, this is not good enough, I need to improve it, and thinking, okay, right now I have done my best, so I'm just going to get started and I can always improve as I go and as I grow. Because it's normal to evolve, it's normal to grow, and your project is growing with you. Because you are a whole human being, and your project, your dream, your goal, whatever, is an extension of you. So this is just an example on how lack of self-love or block to self-love can impact your dream, launching your business, buying your dream house, getting your dream job, because of fear of failure or fear of not being able to maintain success. Everything is connected to the self. So it was really important for me to really talk about it today, because all of that can create impact on our physical health. And also, oh, I'm not worthy of receiving health or of being healthy, of being wealthy, of having a dream relationship. So basically, like I was saying, I have this new service now, and it is more specifically focused on self-love because I would like to help you reconnect with yourself, because that has been life-changing for me. Living authentically, living in integrity, according to your own rules and your own principles, meaning not saying yes to please people if you don't want to do it, really following your heart. Of course, you can always be kind, but you don't have to force yourself to do something you don't want when you don't have to. You know, I mean, we all have to do things we don't necessarily enjoy and that are part of life and we cannot escape, and that's totally okay. But I'm talking about what could be avoided. So the more you gain awareness, the more you respect yourself, your time, your energy, the more you will speak your truth. And you can do this kindly. I always say, kindness and compassion are compatible with speaking truth and being honest. So, yeah, to come back on the origin of the blocks to self-love, it can be childhood trauma, like if you were bullied, if you felt rejected, abandoned, laughed at, harassed, whether it is sexually, physically, mentally, emotionally, it doesn't matter. Even persecution from past lives, we reincarnate mostly in the same bloodline because of soul ties, contracts, cords, and we meet the same type of people, I mean the same people over and over again until we free ourselves from those ties. So for as long as we will not have learned the lessons, people we will come in contact with will be here to remind us that we need to learn these lessons. And it comes down to sovereignty, remembering who you are, standing and stepping into your power to free yourself from these patterns. So this new service is enabling you to go back to the root. You don't have to do anything. You just describe the situation. You don't have to re-experience the trauma. I go to the Akashic Records. I read the first point in time when you experienced whatever situation you are asking me to help you with. And I'm going to go back to that first point in time and bring healing to this situation. It's approximately 1 hour session, and then you get a summary. We don't need to be on a call. We don't need to make an appointment. I just deliver within 24 to 48 hours, basically. And I'm very, very excited about this new concept, this new aspect of my work that I'm bringing in. This is going to be awesome. And I am very, very excited because I know how we can block ourselves, because I was there before. To a certain extent, I was offered job opportunities and things like that. But when it came to really working for myself, I was alone. I had to learn how to make myself a priority. What did I need? Was I allowing myself to dream, or actually to believe in my dreams? As much as I would believe in other people's dream and that they could achieve it, I wouldn't give this to myself. As long as everyone else was happy, I was happy. But I was not loving myself. I was putting others' needs before my own. So I went through that, not seeing myself as I was, for who I was. It is painful when you realize how much you have let yourself down. You really need to be there for yourself and to forgive yourself over and over again. So basically, I don't want to make this episode too long. My point is, by helping you shift timelines, it is a way of rewriting the story. And it's not skipping any lesson, because you are already aware of the lesson, right? Because you are seeking help. So I'm bringing a different perspective on how to shift your mindset. When you listen to the recording, you're going to have like epiphanies, or you're going to feel shift. And of course, I will have shifted those things energetically before. And remember that everything that you want to take place on the physical level first need to take place at an energy level, because we are all energy being. We are all energy. Everything is energy. Our environment is energy. So it's a way to shift from your energy field, from the subconscious mind, into your physical reality, so that you can be free and start to become more and more aware on how you talk to yourself and how you are behaving toward yourself. Escapism, making excuses. And I'm not talking about judgment here, okay? We are all where we are for a reason. We all have a past, and we need to respect that, you know? We cannot know better until we know better, right? So, always with forgiveness, with compassion, with love. And this is very, very important to me. So, I'm just gonna leave it here. My new service is called Timeline Healing. If you are interested, feel free to message me. And if you would like to discover more of my work, I have freebies available on my website. You can find the link in my bio. And I want to thank you for listening to this episode. I'm sending you much love. And if you have any question, please feel free to message me. I'm always happy to hear from you. And even if you don't have any question and you just want to say hi, you're welcome to do so. So you take care, and I will see you soon. Bye-bye.